Would you please read Council Item 715?
Mm-hmm. Appoint Kent Yu, Mark Tobin, Josh McDowell, Trent Nagel, and Clinton Ambrose to Structural Engineering Advisory Committee for terms to expire June 26, 2021.
Commissioner Udaly.
Thank you, President. Good morning.
Good morning.
I now have the pleasure of bringing forward five new appointees to the Structural Engineering Advisory Committee. The Structural Engineering Advisory Committee is a citizen advisory board. It advises the Director of Bureau of Development Services and/or the Appeals Board in technical structural engineering matters relative to reasonable interpretation and to alternate materials and methods of construction. Amit Kumar from BDS will present the proposed appointees.
Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Amit Kumar. I am a senior structural engineer with the Bureau of Development Services. I'm here today to present to you the proposed appointees to the Structural Engineering Advisory Committee. Portland City Code Title 241085 specifies that members of the Structural Engineering Advisory Committee, consisting of six members licensed in Oregon to practice structural engineering, be appointed by the mayor and approved by City Council. Members may be appointed to no more than two consecutive three-year terms unless the director recommends approval of the longer term and the mayor and City Council approve the extended appointment. Memberships on the committee have all expired. There are currently no positions filled. The first appointee is Dr. Kent Yu. Dr. Kent Yu is a PhD, PE, and SE, and is a principal and owner of SEFT Consulting Group in Portland. Kent has 18 years of structural earthquake and tsunami and forensic engineering experience. He is well known for his expertise on seismic design, performance-based design, advanced finite element analysis. Kent has served on the national and state committees, including on the board of directors for Applied Technology Council, as chair of the Oregon Seismic Safety Policy Advisory Commission, ASCE, that's the American Society of Civil Engineers, 7 Tsunami and Load Effects Committee, ASCE Infrastructure Resilience Division Executive Committee, and he was a primary author of the 2012 Oregon Resilience Plan. The second appointee is Mr. Mark Tobin. Mark is the principal with KPFF Consulting Engineers with over 20 years of experience as a practicing structural engineer. Mark's career has focused on seismic renovations, seismic evaluations, school buildings and high-rise buildings, including advanced nonlinear and finite element analysis. Mark has served on the City of Portland URM Seismic Retrofit Projects Standards Technical Standards Committee and on the Oregon Seismic Safety Policy Advisory Commission on Critical Buildings. The third appointee is Mr. Trent Nagel. Trent is a principal with VLMK Engineers in Portland, Oregon. He is a registered structural engineer with over 22 years of structural engineering experience. He has vast experience in seismic evaluation and upgrade of existing buildings and use of alternative materials. Trent serves as a commissioner on the Oregon Seismic Safety Policy Advisory Commission. He has served as the president of the Structural Engineers Association of Oregon and served as the chair of the Critical Buildings Group for the Oregon Resiliency Plan. He has also served on FEMA's project review panel for FEMA P1026 and is a voting member of the American Concrete Institute's 551 committee. The fourth appointee is Mr. Josh McDowell. He is a principal and director of structural engineering at McKenzie, a local architecture planning and design firm. Josh is a practicing structural and civil engineer with over two decades of experience. Josh oversees the structural design for a range of projects, including commercial, retail, and industrial facilities. He has an extensive background in assessment and remodel of existing structures involving seismic strengthening and code compliance. Lastly, the fifth appointee is Mr. Clinton Ambrose. He is a principal and founding member of ABHT Structural Engineers. Clinton has over 25 years of experience as a structural engineer. His portfolio of work includes structural consulting for a wide variety of projects such as wastewater facilities, recreational facilities, educational facilities, office buildings, seismic evaluations and retrofits, and multi-story mixed-use residential commercial facilities. ABHT Structural Engineers and Oregon Certified MBE and DBE firm.
Thank you. Are any of our appointees here today?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, before we move on, I want to address a glaring issue that my colleagues raised last week about the lack of diversity on some of the BDS technical advisory bodies. I obviously share this concern and did some digging into the issue with our team, and I just want to share the results of that. It is definitely true there's a lack of diversity in engineering fields. Structural engineering is even worse than the overall civil engineering field when it comes to female representation. Nationwide, women only make up 6.7% of members for the Structural Engineering Institute, a national professional organization that's affiliated with the ASCE, where women make up 11.8% of the general membership. Locally, there are roughly 500 members in the Structural Engineers Association of Oregon chapter. Less than two dozen of those members are female. The structural engineering team at BDS employs five of them. So I'm proud of that particular statistic. The Structural Engineering Advisory Committee advises BDS on highly technical matters related to structural engineering and code-related issues. Members serving on this committee are required to have a structural engineer license and significant experience as a structural engineer. As part of our outreach effort to fill the vacancies on the Structural Engineering Advisory Committee, BDS advertised the vacancies on Structural Engineers Association website, the ONI website, the BDS website, and the BDS Plans Examiner email newsletter. In addition to these announcements, BDS staff personally reached out to specific individuals in engineering companies employing women and people of color to request that they apply to serve on the committee. In response to these outreach efforts, the city received only six applications. Unfortunately, none were women, and only one identified as a person of color. Director Rebecca Esau also personally reached out to her contacts and successfully recruited one additional person of color who was also a small business owner. Still, no women expressed interest in the assignment. Based on the lack of diversity from applicants, we're working with our equity and policy development section to further strengthen our outreach efforts to these communities. BDS is continuing to develop and implement proactive measures to engage and incorporate representatives from all of our community and is dedicated to continuing to improve on these issues as we look to fill new positions over the next 3 years. So I want to thank Amit Kumar for all this information and for all his great work.
I'll entertain a motion to accept the report.
May I just comment?
Sure.
Thank you. First of all, thank you for the presentation. Thank you very much for that statement and for addressing the concern that I expressed last week. Did I hear you say that there are six members of this committee and we only have five being appointed?
Yes, there are five that have been newly appointed and one is being reappointed.
One has been reappointed, okay. And if somebody is watching this and wants to volunteer, how would they go about doing that?
So they can always submit their interest form through ONI's website, or they're more than welcome to submit their interest to me personally.
Great. And just one final suggestion. I met with Rachel Whiteside yesterday, the representative of the Professional Technical Employees Local 17. They have members who are engineers, and I'm sure that I am very pleased to hear about the diversity of the staff in BDS. Congratulations on that. Perhaps getting, since you and I both know that when you're in a field that is male-dominated, you tend to know the other people in the field, perhaps having those folks reach out to some of their colleagues who aren't city employees might be helpful. But having been in charge of development services, I know that this has been a challenge and really appreciate your addressing it head on.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to accept the report.
So moved.
Second.
Motion to accept the report and a second. Carla, please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Well, good job to Commissioner Udaly and Amit for recruiting. It looks like an outstanding field of candidates, and I just want to thank them for their in advance for their service to the city. Aye.
Udaly.
Well, thank you to our new appointees and the reappointee. I'm sure this is not the funnest advisory committee in the city to serve on, and we just really appreciate you lending your expertise and your time to the city.
I think serving on all the committees is fun because you get to help make decisions. And if I was a structural engineer, I'd be like, yeah, all right. So thank you for the work that you do. Thanks also to Rebecca Esau, the director, and Dora Perry, the equity and policy manager, who have been addressing this for many, many years. And I appreciate the fact that Commissioner Udaly is revitalizing many of the committees in development services, some of which have been not needed for a while, and so it's good to know that they are now needed. Aye.
Fish.
Aye. The report is adopted. Thank you very much.